Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This just popped up on my Facebook feed, and I'm going to read it and then jump out a window.
Is it the picture of you when you were running for Miss Teen Kansas?
Paul Rudd is 7 years older than Wilford Brimley was in the movie Cocoon. And
no
the post
way.
Says, excuse me while I take a moment to sit down and drink.
Mm-hmm. So wait. Paul Rudd is now current. How old is Paul? Sam, will you look up how old he is?
55, probably.
No, he's older than that. I think they graduated high school in
the 80s.
Paul Rudd is 56 years old.
56, okay. So he's 2 years older than me.
April 6, 1969.
How old was Wilford Brimley's always just been 120.
He was 49 years
49,
old.
49. Oh, my God. He's younger than I am.
When Cocoon? He was cast in Cocoon, and he turned 50 during filming.
Oh, my God.
He would have been about the same age as Steve Guttenberg, who was also in that movie.
You have to understand that back then in the 80s...
People aged more.
Scott.
People aged differently than we do now.
Wilford Brimley...
You got the diabetes?
...was 5 years younger than you are in Cocoon.
And I look better.
Now, he was an actor, and he was playing an older man.
Oh, Wilford Brimley just always looks like that.
He was only playing an older man because he looked like an older man.
Well, yeah.
But I'm telling you,
and hair.
You know, I was going through an old photo album a couple months ago.
And by old, you mean old.
And I saw a picture of my family and me. We're sitting on a picnic bench in outside of Anchorage, Alaska. So this would have been the late 1970s, okay? Mid to late 70s. My grandparents had come up to Anchorage to visit us. They look like they're 100 years old in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't have been. I mean, my dad would have been in his early 30s, mid-30s. So my grandparents would have been late 50s.
Oh, yeah. But they looked old back then.
They looked, you're exactly right.
Like my grandma had the... She called it a permanent when she went to the beauty shop. You know, she had the Q-tip old lady permanent.
And it was white.
She wore the polyester pants.
All older women. But keep in mind, these older women with the Q-tip haircut.
Yes.
Which we're all familiar with. My grandmother had one, Doris.
At our age?
She, in that picture from Anchorage, Alaska, my grandmother would have been 58 or 59.
Okay.
And she had... bleach white hair in a Q-tip permanent, and
you guys, though, have all looked back at older photos like that, Scott. We've all done this and had that moment, and I'll tell you right now, mine is Dad's weekend at KU. I was an Alpha Chi Omega at KU with Libby.
My mom was an Alpha Chi Omega.
I know, some of the best women are. And my father came up for Dad's weekend, and we were going through old photos about a year ago. And there was the Dad's Day weekend at KU, and I'm sitting on Dad's lap, and I'm just smiling. And I looked at that photo, and I thought, let me do this. I don't know why it hit me in that moment. I sent the photo to all of the kids and I said, oh my God, my dad in this photo is younger by quite a bit than I am right now. That's crazy.
Well, we, where we are, look old to 20-year-olds. Okay. It just, that's
not
just the
Wilford
way it is.
Not Wilford Brimley old.
But the society.
Hang on there, partner. I'm going to bring you in here in just a second.
The society back then in the 20th century was just different, and people didn't live as long, nor did they have all of the things that we have now.
Medically, you're right. The over-the-hill parties back when we were growing up were at age 40. Remember 40 was over the hill?
Fashion and hair and skin care and everything has advanced in the past 50 years.
And our parents had us much younger statistically than we had our children. And then certainly the next generation are having children even older.
You didn't. You had your kids in your 20s.
But my mom and dad were 20.
Oh.
Got married at 19, had me at, I believe they were 20.
On the porch swinging
yes,
Emporia?
I was 27 when I had my first child. And so that makes us age differently too, I think. Does it not, Sam? You're younger. I don't know.
Yeah, certainly. I don't know.
Well, Sam, let me ask you a question.
I've remained
Sam's
intentionally
like,
quiet.
Sam's like,
here.
I'm not old. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
When you look at the three of us,
he thinks diabetes.
Do we look like Wilford Brimley from the movie Cocoon 1985?
Have you seen the movie? I don't have a ready image of Wilford Brimley in Cocoon
like,
in 1985.
Sam, he looks like Wilford Brimley.
Here, stand by.
There's like never been a time. I think he was born looking like that.
With that mustache?
He was born with the mustache looking like he's 100 years old, grumbling about diabetes.
No, you guys don't look that old.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh right. See, things
thank
have changed.
Thank you, I think.
Remember, in our society...
You're not reading between the lines!
People are living longer, and adolescence is even lasting longer into the 20s.
He just said you don't look that old.
I know. Well, he's a young whippersnapper, so...
Oh, God.
Whatever.
Do we look old?
No, you look like muscular atrophy.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
Wow! This muscular atrophy is going to whoop your ass after this show tonight.
I will tell you where I've started to notice it. In the photo that I showed you the other day that I took with my lines on my forehead, I look like my dad. I thought that's the first time I sort of am starting to feel like I look older. And then as a woman, ladies, look down at your hands. You know this is where you start to see it. My hands have started to slightly look older.
Got the old lady wrinkle hands?
I don't yet have them, but if I cock my hands like this, Sam, what do you call it? Like stretch
flex
them?
Fingers,
if you flex your fingers, I'm starting to see a couple of little wrinkles. See
but
that?
40, 50 years ago, you would have already been experiencing that 10, 15 years ago as you aged.
See,
I think
but
so too.
I don't look at you guys as old until you start referencing something that I've never heard of or I watch you try to play pickleball. I mean... Outside of that, I just look to you guys as you.
Well, thank you, Sam. I think that's a compliment.
But the second we step on that pickleball court, whoo.
Okay, so speaking of not old, I told you this the other day. Diane Keaton, 79. I thought, oh my God, I'm not ready to lose that beautiful icon of a woman. And I was reading last night.
And I thought she looked great for being 79.
Oh, God, she is gorgeous, in perfect health, has always been this cute little skinny fit thing. And I read last night her family disclosed she died of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked this up. I mean, I know pneumonia is bad. I probably had it a week ago. And but how do you, how are you just not feeling well and then you're dead and it's pneumonia? I think it was bacterial pneumonia is what I read. And maybe that's different.
Is there a difference?
I don't know.
It all just plays into how strong is your immune system when you get that illness. If you are 79 years old and maybe you've been living life fast, we'll call it. I don't know about Diane Keaton.
Well, there's no indication that she was living life fast.
But we also don't know what her medical treatment was.
Yeah, or
what she chose for her. We don't know.
If you have a weakened immune system, something like pneumonia could most certainly.
And at 79, that's, you know. And by the way, for all of you who think ChatGPT is the devil, you're right. And for all of you who think it's going to save us, at some point, you're wrong, and let me tell you why. I Googled this afternoon, how does pneumonia kill you, Diane Keaton? I Googled that because I wanted to have a discussion about it on the program. This is Google's AI response. While actress Diane Keaton recently died from pneumonia, it is not accurate to say she died of Diane Keaton. A person dies from pneumonia when their lungs fill with fluid. I'm going to read that again. I Googled, how does pneumonia kill you, Diane Keaton? The reply, while actress Diane Keaton recently died from pneumonia, it is incorrect to say that she died of Diane Keaton.
Well,
thank you, AI.
Wait a minute. Factually, that's correct. She did not die of Diane Keaton.
You're right. Diane Keaton did not die of Diane Keaton.
She did die of death.
She did die of death.
She did die of death. Death will get you every time.
It will.
So should we make that ChatGPT and the AI, whatever, better? Or
no,
should we just ignore it and forget about
it? We shouldn't be using it in legal arguments in court.
People are.
I know. That's my point.
There's a private school. I believe it was, Sam, it was in the stack yesterday. There's a private school in either Australia or England that has gone to AI teachers only.
Good God.
Like, there is no human being teacher in the classroom.
Called the Alpha School, and I hate to break it to you, it's right here in the United States.
I thought it was overseas.
Mm-mm.
In what city?
There's a private school. It's based in San Francisco, but you can enroll anywhere that... There's no teacher.
Okay.
It's AI. Great.
So is it free? Because why would they have to pay salaries? Right. That joke writes itself.
She's so funny. Over there.
It's so funny.
Diane it's Keaton a Silicon Valley
so funny.
Type of thing. Yeah.
No, it's $40,000 a year.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 on Dan and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.